A young girl's going viral and getting dragged on the internet. Her crime, you ask? Choosing to dance. The internet is calling it cultural appropriation and saying that white people steal everyone's culture. Let's talk about it. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better. Guys, before we get into today's video, big shout out to my patrons on Patreon. You know we've kept sponsors off this show for quite a while because I've yet to find a product or a company worth sending over to you guys. So thank you for fueling the work that I've been doing here in the meantime. Shout out to each and every one of you. Now let's talk about a video of a young girl named Daisy that is going viral on the internet of her participating in a Balinese dance known as legong. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Let's check Daisy out. So a pretty normal looking video, if you ask me. It appears to be a young girl who is participating in a culture that I find quite interesting. I've honestly never seen this type of dance before. So I thought maybe this is going viral because she's participating in a culture and she's doing something interesting and it's an interesting looking dance. No, of course not. She's going viral because she is white and people are saying that this is cultural appropriation. The original tweet itself actually says, "White people always messing with other people's culture." Now, guys, I'm naive. I should have known they were gonna come after this girl for participating in a dance style that is apparently not her own, or they're assuming is not her own, because there's gonna be more to this story in just a moment here. I never think to like jump down the throats of people when I see videos like this. My initial thought is always, what a wonderful thing to see somebody participating in an interesting culture, learning something new. She appears to be taking a dance class in this video under the instruction of a dance teacher, and we would assume that that dance teacher is from this culture, meaning that she decided, as somebody who knows this traditional dance style, I'm okay passing this on to somebody else and teaching someone else. Culture is meant to be shared. That's how it withstands the test of time. That's why we get these sort of timeless traditional practices like Balinese dance that we get to see in this modern day and age. But of course, many don't see this as a beautiful display of a cultural practice. Instead, they're deciding to respond by bringing this girl down, dragging her, and calling out her whiteness. In response to the tweet that claims white people steal others' culture, this person says, because they have none of their own. Others called the video cringeworthy. Someone on Instagram even took the video, posted it, and said, you can learn the steps but lack the soul and the tradition of the people that you appropriate. It isn't the same, respectfully. Others were calling out the girl, saying that she looked weird, that she was making weird faces during the dance, that this was super cringy, and that she was doing it wrong, even though they probably have no knowledge about the culture that she is participating in. And I actually find the last part the most amusing, that they're making fun of the way that this girl is dancing and saying that she looks stupid when she is very accurately depicting this style of Balinese dance. Here's a tweet that emphasizes this, saying that these people didn't actually realize that they're mocking the literal dance style, that Balinese dance is defined by handwork and dramatic wide-eyed facial expressions. And here is a video of another woman doing this style of Balinese dance. There you go. Oh, how the turntables.
Well, well, well. How the turntables.
So not only is this white girl participating in a beautiful culture and doing so correctly, we actually come to find out a little bit about her background when this initial tweet gets community noted. Let's read. The community note on X says, the girl in the video, Daisy Oxenstierna, is a Swedish-Indonesian dancer who lives in Bali and speaks the local language fluently. She is here performing legong, a style of Balinese dance characterized by exaggerated hand movements and facial expressions. So not only is this girl Swedish-Indonesian, rather than the umbrella term white that is being passed on her, but she is participating in a traditional culture and learning it with a real Balinese dance teacher. She also lives in Bali and speaks the local language fluently. Now, do you see what happens when we make assumptions? We make an ass out of you and me. So maybe people should have held off on the judgment, the mocking, the calls of cultural appropriation on this video and waited for more details. Now, even if this girl was just a white girl from America who found interest in Balinese dance and decided to take classes and learn this traditional dance style, that would still be okay. It is in fact exactly what culture is for. As I said before, it is for sharing. It is for passing on to other people. And it doesn't matter whether those other people look like you or are members of your culture or community. It matters that they care for and appreciate the pieces of the culture that you are choosing to share with them. And it is very clear that this young girl, Daisy, deeply appreciates the culture that she is taking in. And I guess that is just the internet these days. We'd rather bully a child and I guess unintentionally mock the culture that she is choosing to participate in than learn something new and deepen our understanding of other cultures and how we share these cultures. We'd rather gatekeep and box ourselves into our own communities and cultures whilst tearing down people who choose to break that barrier and learn something new. It's very reminiscent of an old video we covered on this show of a young girl in India who is engaging in bargaining at a local market. Let's watch.
So pretty. I'm looking at a kurti. I love green. It's my favorite color. How much for this?
$350.
$350? So it's around $6 Australian. I'm gonna say $250. Excuse me? What about $250?
Yeah?
$250.
No, fixed price.
Should $250?
$350, fixed price.
$250.
No.
No? Okay, so it seems like it's actually a fixed price. I'm a little shocked, to be honest. It's still pretty cheap. I guess we're gonna go with the fixed price. He looked a little bit like, it actually says fixed price. Why are you bargaining with me right now? I'm just so used to it, you know? I think I'm gonna go try it on now and wear it around the market. It's so pretty. I love the green color with the gold embroidery.
Now, this girl was dragged for being in India, for going to the market and bargaining with the guy, and for also putting on the garment at the end of the video. No, I cannot make this stuff up. Now, of course, all of the bad and ignorant takes about the bargaining and the cultural appropriation go viral before somebody chimes in and says, hey, don't you know that this is actually a common occurrence in India and that it is okay to bargain? And maybe she might not have known about the fixed price point, but she learned that very quickly. And by learning that lesson, she now knows how to participate in the culture better. But oftentimes, none of the fact-checking or shared experiences or community notes matter, because at the end of the day, the crime that these two young girls are committing is the crime of being white. And because they're white and they're sharing experiences of different cultures that are not attributed to whiteness, they are committing the crime of cultural appropriation, of stealing people's sentimental traditions. Even though it seems like these traditions are willingly being shared by the people in that community, culture, and country. And this happens all the time. You'll remember at the Chiefs game, a young boy was called out for wearing blackface and an Indian headdress, even though he was a young supporter who was wearing the colors of the Chiefs and also happened to be Native American. The through line here is that we choose to jump to conclusions rather than holding back our judgments and waiting for further clarity on an issue. And oftentimes, we find that clarity later on and it clears up the initial allegations of cultural appropriation, of stealing, of committing blackface, of being offensive. And this story is just another one of those instances. Instead of dragging somebody, maybe we should hold back and congratulate that young girl for learning something new and unique that other people are choosing not to participate in, and for bringing honor to a deeply held tradition within Bali. As far as I'm concerned, we could use more cultural blending and cultural appreciation. Instead, we are calling these things cultural appropriation and delegating strange rules specifically to white people and judging so strangely, specifically white people. Maybe we should lay off a little bit and allow cultures to be shared, allow the appreciation to be spread. That's the only way our cultures are going to last. But those are just my thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy disagreements. So if you disagree with me, duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And I will see you next time. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better.